Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another exclusive podcast. And what I wanted to talk to you today about today is the kind of remarkable statement by a guy called Chris Hobsons from NHS Providers, who suggests that we'll be having COVID jabs for the next 10 years as the Matt Hancock readies the plans for autumn booster shot program. So just in case you thought it was over when you got your second jab, no, it's not. It's just beginning. So here are some of the really interesting things that this guy Hobson has come out and said. He says, warning that the country needs to move away from being reactionary to COVID and start planning ahead. He reckoned COVID vaccines were, quote, probably going to be needed on an annual basis for, I don't know, at least 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. Why stop there, Chris? How about just forever? He also called on the government to give the health service time to plan for a potential COVID-19 booster campaign in the autumn. He says, this is amazing stuff. Flu jabs start in September. So if we're going to do one jab in one arm, one jab in the other, We need to know this. He said, "Need to get this done quickly." So what's going to happen in the autumn is right. Those people who want to do this, and I guess the government's going to encourage just about everybody. You've had your first vaccine. You've had your second vaccine. You're going to have your booster vaccine. You're going to have your flu vaccine. The UK is going to be a massive pincushion for the pharmaceutical industry. That's what this is all about. And what a profitable market that's going to be. Can you just imagine the profits that this is going to generate for the big pharmaceutical companies as people are literally turned into walking pincushions, as people are literally getting a jab of whatever's in the COVID vaccine in one arm and whatever's in the flu vaccine in the other arm. This is where the UK appears to be headed. And at the same time as they're doing all this, they're wanting to understand if, for example, they can give you a Pfizer dose and then perhaps, they want to know, for example, yes, could you, giving it with a Pfizer dose to a patient who's received two AstraZeneca jabs give them even better immunity, as is the case with vaccines for other viruses? Oh, that's a wee bit duplicitous. Let's leave that to one side. Remember these vaccines, the so-called COVID ones, do not have medium to long-term evidential trials behind them. So they're trying to basically get to a situation in the autumn where you will have, or if those who want to have the jabs will have had their two jabs, they will then be positioned by the government through the media to tell them, look, you've got to get your autumn booster, your booster jab, even though we're told that the first jab, if I remember at the time, we were told it was around about 94, 95% effective. Doesn't matter. You had to get a second one. And now they're going to tell you, doesn't matter. You've got to have your booster. And then when you get into 2020, the cycle will renew itself over and over and over again. That's what's coming our way. And it appears that some people are very happy to get this. They have been so frightened. They're so scared, terrified by what the government spent £300 or £400 million over the last 16 months telling them, that they'll do it. They will go along for their autumn booster. They'll think it's totally super duper normal that they have, having been told that the one vaccine would do it, they've accepted the concept of taking a second vaccine because of the dreaded Delta variant, and they will accept, I believe, a booster. And all the time, this is being lined up to become an annual thing, which makes me then wonder, do you think restrictions might be an annual thing as well? Do you think that lockdowns might be an annual thing as well? Boris Johnson went on record yesterday telling us that he's really confident that we're going to get freedom on July 19th. Yeah, right, Boris. But he did have great concerns about it could be a tough winter ahead. Why would it be a tough winter ahead, Boris Johnson, when you've basically double jabbed two-thirds of the population? All the vulnerable groups have been double jabbed. Who's it going to be a tough winter for, Boris Johnson? Can you tell us? Boris Johnson, can you also tell us why would those who have had two plus jabs, be under any threat from COVID-19. And if the people that refuse to take it can stick to that, I mean, they don't constitute a threat to anybody, do they? So, because they can't pass it to people who have been protected. So I'm afraid we seem to be now seeing a glimpse of the future, which is going to be you get a couple of jabs a year along with your flu jab for a virus infection, which at the moment has all but vanished from the UK, and which is now in, there is widespread immunity to COVID-19 in the population. Why we would require vaccines for 10 years to come is something that only people like Chris Hodgson in the NHS providers and perhaps his political masters understand. Anyway, I'll leave it with you.